Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Bob McTeer, one of the great Americans of our time, folks. He's been a great leader in as president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, a member of the Federal Reserve Organization, Federal Open Market Committee member for many years, and now he's a commentator and agitator, right, Bob?
Oh, I try not to agitate too much.
Yeah, but you like being an agitator.
I'm more of a cogitator.
I remember when you were on the FOMC, you were an agitator back in those days. They called him the Lonesome Dove back in those days, folks. He was our hero back in those days, trying to stop the Fed from raising rates on us back then. So, Bob, look at your crystal ball and take into consideration the politics and the geopolitics and whatever you know, and tell us what you think the rest of the year is going to look like from the economy standpoint.
Well, I think the French election is going to dodge a huge bullet with Marine Le Pen not getting elected. That takes Europe a little bit out of their crisis.
Right.
Oh, they're already doing a little better.
Macron's probably going to beat Le Pen in the election.
He's more of a. They're both
conservative, but he's more of a centrist and an EU supporter.
That's right. That's right. He's more establishment. Heaven forbid. But he's mainstream. He's not get out of the EU, and he's not cut off all immigration. Mm-hmm. Also, China's doing very well. So the international environment is more positive than it has been. Confidence in the U.S. is still high based on expectations. We're not getting the actual numbers yet to support that, but right now the expectations are still very positive. So as you said a moment ago, to get a couple of good legislative victories, particularly in the financial tax area, I'd like to see just tax cuts if they can't do much reform.
Exactly.
I think the marginal tax rates are too high, especially on corporations.
They really need to get this health care bill done and then do the taxes. If they could do that, that would do so much to converting optimism into real cash register ringing. Bob, small business owners, unlike the darn stock market, Bob, small businesses can't eat optimism.
Yeah.
The stock market can dine off of optimism. Small business out here on Main Street, we can't eat that. They won't fry. You can't fry optimism.
Well, the optimism may be temporary too. I mean, it's based on a hope and a hunch.
Well, that's what frightens me about the stock market. Is there any doubt in your mind that it's a bubble right now?
Well, I'm letting cash build up within my brokerage account. But I'm still fairly heavily invested because I never know when to get out and when to get back in. So
right.
I tend to ride out the slumps. But I'm a little higher in cash than usual.
What I'm worried about right now, and I've reported this before, I've written about this. I'm worried that there's going to be a correction and it could happen soon if the Republicans fail to get a health care bill this time. If this one, the vote falls short again, after they've come back after it this week, if they fail to get that done, I'm afraid that there could be another correction on the horizon on the stock market, and that event could set the overall economy back and hurt Main Street, Bob. That's what I'm worried about. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they really shouldn't bring that thing to a vote if there's any doubt at all. I think just not doing that wouldn't be nearly as harmful.
Well, I think that ship may have sailed, though, Bob, since they've already told people that they're trying to get it done again, and they made the reporting made people think that they might be able to do it. And so, I don't know. You can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, right?
Right. I don't know whether they have anything that's much good or not, though. It's very hard to undo Obamacare, but keep the parts that are popular and needed, like pre-existing conditions and things like that.
Do you think it would be? You think we can ever get to 3% growth GDP year for the full year average this year?
Well, given the 0.7 in the first quarter, it may not happen this year, but 3% is very doable, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks again for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, and one of our heroes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.